Now, the first thing I want you to do, if you haven't done it already, is get comfortable. Really comfortable. Just relax and sit back and close your eyes. Close your eyes and close your ears to any distractions that might take you away from me. Because for the next little bit, nothing is allowed to take you away from me. For the next little bit, you are all mine. And I'm going to have fun with you, so comfortable. Eyes closed. Why don't you put your hands on your thighs? Thumbs inward. Nowhere near the part of you that wants attention, but just relaxing and just obeying my commands. Can you do that for me? I know you can. All set up? All comfortable? Good boy. Now, I know what you really want to do is take out your cock and stroke it. You want to stroke it nice and fast, but you're going to wait. Wait until I'm ready. Because what you really need to understand here is your desires, well, they're fun for me, and while I do take them somewhat into account, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to take them into your account, or that they're going to change any decisions that I make that you might really wish went another way. You see, when you're mine, like you are, your cock is under my control, and you don't get to play with it until you accept that, and until I give you permission. And even when I give you permission, you still don't get to come unless I tell you to. Got it? Do you understand? Do you want it? Well, it's only proper. You see, my favorite way to come is after teasing you, after getting you hard and frustrated and throbbing, having you next to me, feeling you pressing up against me, your hard cock just begging for me to touch it, to take it, and barring that for me to allow you to touch and take yours, to rub that ache away, to rub until you come, but I get off so much better knowing that you can't, and that you won't, not without my permission. So, since you're being a good boy, I'll let you take it out. Just keep in mind, at the end, you might not get to come. I mean, you might. Who knows? I don't even know right now. And that's what makes it so fun. That's what's going to make you desperate, and that's what's gonna make me sweat. So go ahead, take it out. Roll the dice and take out that lovely cock for me. Take it in your hand, in just one hand, in your dominant hand. And you can slowly, gently start to stroke. And that's it, just stroke lightly for me. I don't care what you want to do to your cock. I don't care how you want to touch your cock. I'm in control, and that means that you touch your cock the way I fucking tell you to. Capiche? So stroke it lightly, softly, up, and down. Full hand cupped around it. Going up over the tip every time. And when your hand goes up, I want you to just take your thumb and swirl it around the tip. Swirl it around that head. Slowly and gently over that slit. I want you to leak for me. I love it when you leak. Thinking of you this way always makes me leak. Makes me hot and wet, and I make such a mess in my panties. Good thing for me, well, you want to know a little secret? A little shibby secret that's slightly embarrassing, but, well, I like the way my pussy smells, and sometimes I'll smell my panties, because it's just so musky and, just like it. So it's okay that you make my panties wet. It's okay that you make me wet. I mean, you being a good boy that way doesn't mean I'm going to torment you any less, but it's still fun. So stroke yourself. You want to pick up the tempo just a little bit? I'll allow it. Start stroking just a tiny bit faster. Get a decent pace going, not that frenzied little animal fucking you'll be doing later. Later when you're really going to be begging for me. No, I want you to get a nice steady pace. Get that cock really hard for me. And take your other hand and just cup your balls. Massage them a little. Feel those little tiny hairs over top. Just kind of play with them while you stroke and stroke and stroke and stroke and stroke for me. Because really, that's what you're doing. You're stroking not for you and your horny desires, because they might not even get sated. You're stroking for me. Stroking for my desires, because the control is really what gets me off. And the torment in your poor little desperate face when you look at me with those eyes. Like a little puppy dog just begging. Your eyes begging is even hotter than your mouth begging. Because while your mouth just comes up with some random shit to say, your eyes are always true and honest and... Something about seeing you so vulnerable makes me want to abuse you more. Makes me want to use you more. I don't know what it is that's quite wrong with me, but when I see a man like you helpless, I don't get the desire to sate and help you and let you come and let you release all your frustrations. No. I get the opposite desire. I get the desire to fuck with you, to tease you, to torment you, to see how close I can get you to the breaking point and then still make you step the other way off that edge. It's feeling really good now, isn't it?
But the one thing you need to remember is that you do not come unless I give you permission. Until I give you permission. Good boys obey, and you wouldn't want to be anything other than a good boy.
You want to be my good boy? My sweet boy. My little puppet, my little plaything. My favorite dildo in the entire world. I love it when I can get on top of you and feel you inside of me swelling and throbbing and thrusting when I let you. I love making you fuck me until you get so close, so close, so close, and you want to come, and I can feel it. I can feel almost the veins pulsing inside of my wet pussy. I can feel how tight it gets when your cock swells. It's ready to burst, and I just love making you stop at that point. Because I know even without permission, you won't be able to hold it back, you dirty little fucking slut. But I love feeling you inside of me. Throbbing and needy and wanting, and you want it, don't you? You really, really, really want it. Do you think I'll give it to you?
Strike faster. Don't come. Just strike faster. If you can't resist it, if you feel like you're gonna burst if you keep touching, then you have permission to take your hands off. But the second that feeling goes away, you put them back on. And you stroke yourself the way I tell you to. Now stroke. Faster. That's my good boy.
Up and down, faster, faster, faster. Do you think I'm gonna let you come, boy? Do you think I'm gonna let you spurt yourself all over the place, make a dirty little mess that you're gonna have to clean up? Or do you think I'm gonna leave you wanting, hanging, desperate, needy? And if I don't let you come, you better not fucking come the rest of the night. Know your fucking place, and that is to suffer and frustratingly throb for me. If that's what I choose. I don't know. What to do? What to do? What to let your cock do? Stroke it. Stroke it. Stroke it. Faster. Closer. More. Harder. And stop. And that's all you get. I guess you'll have to wait till tomorrow night if you want to come. But don't worry. I'll be coming lots.